Good Monday morning, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all doing well on this hopefully not too laborious Labor Day. I am sitting outside on my parents' screened-in back porch on an absolutely gorgeous morning. Now, the day is supposed to get much hotter. Apparently, by noon hour, the temperature is going to reach 33 degrees Celsius, 41 with the Humidex. Arg. So then I think we will be seeking the air conditioning. But until then, it's actually really quite, I wouldn't say cool necessarily, but it's livable, for sure. And as you can hopefully hear, there are lots of birds and interesting critters around. Anyhow, I hadn't posted a really substantial boo for a few days now, so I thought that the time was right for me to do so. My dad is currently at the farm where he stables his racehorses. We have a barn here, of course. It's a 2-acre farm here, but he doesn't have a track or other amenities for training his horses, so he actually stables them at a farm that belongs to a good friend of my brother. And my mom has gone for a bike ride, so I thought that this would be a good time to record an update, because I don't think my parents would be very comfortable with me recording boos around them. Now, mind you, I freely confess that in the past I have been rather tricksy and have recorded things in secret, but I would never post or even keep recordings of an incriminating nature, so nobody has to worry about that with me, because I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. So, of course, I wouldn't do it to somebody else. Anyhow, this has been a very interesting weekend. I'm actually quite glad that my parents invited me here. It's been full of ups and downs. There's one piece of news that I wish I could share with you folks because it's very exciting, but I can't mention it right now because it hasn't made the rounds of all the friends and family yet. So, alas, that is going to have to wait. But I can apprise you of all the other interesting goings-on. So, on Saturday morning, we had a visitor. A very unwanted visitor. I was sitting on the front porch, which is quite shady as well, actually. And the chair is more comfortable there. And my mother ran up to me and she said, "Shannon, get in the house right now." And I thought, oh no, what's going on? Is someone hurt? So I ran in the house and she told me that there was a skunk on the back lawn chomping away for dear life on a dead chipmunk. Ugh, nasty. I had brought my duvet home here to be washed. This is kind of my home away from home, I guess, so I can say home. And anyhow, my mom had it on the line, and this skunk was right underneath my duvet. So she thought if anybody moved in that direction, it might get sprayed. Ugh. And we'd never get the smell out of it. Ugh. But anyway, at first, she thought when she saw the skunk moving that it was the cat, because the cat's black and white, and of course so is a skunk. And then when it moved closer, she realized the stripe was a bit different. And that's when she panicked and ran around to the front and told me to get in the house. So that skunk stayed where it was, didn't even move, for about 20 minutes chomping away on this dead chipmunk that the cat had killed. Oh, nasty sauce. So we were on tenterhooks for all that time, hoping to God that the stupid thing wouldn't spray my duvet. Anyhow, he, or it, or she, whatever, finally vacated the premises, and all was well and good, but, oh boy, it was a bit uncertain at first. So anyhow, that was one cause for alarm, and another cause for alarm that happened that day was that we found out that my grandmother, to whom I'm actually quite close, had gone into hospital because she was having breathing problems. Now, she's okay for the time being, But her doctors think that these breathing problems are caused by a heart condition. They're not exactly sure what it is yet, but they're going to run some tests and try to figure it out. They put her on oxygen when she was at the hospital on Friday night, and that did help. So hopefully she can get a small oxygen tank to put in her home. And then that way, if she really encounters major breathing difficulties again, she can use that, and hopefully that'll help. So we've been worried about her. Last night, my parents must have called her 4 or 5 times, and she wasn't home, so we're hoping that she was just at, my aunt or uncle's house. There's that dopey rooster. I hope the Olympus picked him up. 10:30 in the morning, and he's crowing away like crazy. He has no sense of time. But anyhow, it certainly hasn't been an entirely worrisome weekend. The guy who owns the farm where my dad stables his horse has a pool, and he and his girlfriend were away for the weekend at a cottage up north, so they invited my parents and I to use the pool while they were gone. And we went up there on Saturday afternoon and had a ball. We were in the water for at least 3.5 hours. It was lovely. The pool is really nice. It's quite deep, but it's very long. Plus they had beach balls and Nerf noodles and lots of fun things of that nature to play around with. So we played around, but we also did some serious swimming. And I was kind of sore by the end of that, but in a good way. We thought about going up yesterday, but the problem was that neither my mum nor I were really up for it. We were both kind of tired. And then also, I've got an ear infection. And stupid me, of course, I ended up getting my head underwater on Saturday, which exacerbated the problem. So yesterday, my ears were aching all day, and I really didn't want to go for a swim again. And I slept terribly on Saturday night, worrying about my grandmother and just not feeling well from this dumb ear infection. So yesterday, unfortunately, I was kind of dead feeling all day. But it was a nice day, too. We went shopping in the afternoon. We got a nice computer chair that was on sale, because the one I have now is far too big for my space. So we found a really comfortable one that's a lot smaller. And so hopefully soon we can install a new desk in my bedroom. Mum picked up a white one that she likes, and then put that chair there, and put my kitchen table and chairs out in the living room. Now, my father, with whom I was not at all happy yesterday, decided a few days ago that this weekend he would race one of his 2 horses, who has been, in the past, quite lame. Now, she was doing fairly well over this past month, so he thought she was perfectly sound, and he didn't see any reason why she couldn't be raced. And he qualified her, and she did very well in the qualifier. But she was really sore for a long time. She broke a sesamoid in her leg. And also, she is pregnant. So my mother and I were actually quite PO'd that my dad had decided to race her in that condition. So we almost didn't watch the race. It was online. But we were almost angry enough that we didn't want to watch it. But then we thought, well, we better see what's going on. So we watched it yesterday afternoon around 5. And she actually did quite well. She came in 3rd. But I'm just hoping and praying he doesn't do this again, because she's such a nice horse. And, like, she was so sore for a long time. She deserves to have her baby in peace and quiet. So, both of us, my mom and I, made our displeasure known about that. It's his horse. I guess he can do what he wants. But we both really like her. She's a lot friendlier than his other racehorse. Anyhow, today we are going up to visit my grandmother. She's going to be home. And also we're going to see my uncle Brian, who is in a nursing home, very slowly dying of Alzheimer's. So